regular field, usually fruit grows on the field. If it grew on the roof or the shebechurva on a broken house that people don't live in, old walls, and on top of that grew fruit, shebeotzitz in a flower pot, the shebesfino in a boat. All these things are not the regular way of growing fruit. It's not on the field. Maybe the korei. One brisa says that it's bikurim. If you bring bikurim from those fruits, it's called bikurim, and you could say mikra bikurim, the whole parsha that we read in the Beis Hamikdash when we bring bikurim. Then there's a brisa that opposes this. It's a stira, and it says maybe they no korei. So lefi Reish Lakish, the Gemara says that there's two kinds of roofs, two kinds of gag. One gag is of a meora, that means there's a cave underneath, and on top of it is a roof. And on top of that, if you grow, it's like a regular field. But all the gag device, a roof of a house, is not considered like a regular field. And there we bring bikurim veino kore. That means it's an in-between situation. It's called bikurim, but we can't bikore. It's not called atmoscho. It's not a regular field to bring bikurim from. Begag device. Churva, churva. So Gemara says, churva, vudo. If it was a churva, like a broken house where people don't live in, old ruins, and you grew there and you planted, you toiled the land and you worked on it, so then you bring bikurim. So Rashi says it's called me'artzecho because it was toreach, it's called like a field. But if eino avudo, if it's a churva that you didn't work on it, so then you don't bring bikurim. You could bring bikurim, but you can't say a mikro bikurim because it's not really admoscho, it's not the regular field. Then we go on to what we need to talk about tonight. Otzitz ha-otzitz lo kashya. Kan b'nekuvo, kan b'she'eino nekuvo. Flower pot, it says one brisa that you may be v'kore, you bring the bikurim and you also say the parsha of bikurim, asher nosatoli. And one brisa says you bring it and you don't say the mikro bikurim, it's not the ultimate bikurim. So that the Gemara says, if it's otzitz nekuvo, it has a hole in the bottom, so it has the fruit that grows in the flower pot, has its nourishment from the ground, it has its yinika. We'll call it from now on yinika, the nourishment that it grows from the ground through the hole. So then you do say, you bring bikurim and you say mikro bikurim. Kan b'she'eino nekuvo, if it's not a hole in the bottom, so it's like a kli by itself, it's not a field, so it's maybe veino kore, it's not called like a regular bikurim. Then the Gemara says, sfina, sfina lo kashya. One brisa says a sfina, if you grew it in a boat, so you say mikro bikurim, and the other brisa says you don't say mikro bikurim. Kan b'sfino shel eitz, kan b'sfino shel cheres. If it's a wooden boat, it's different than if it's a cheres boat. There's a machlokis, Rashi and Tosfos, which one is which? That means, lefi Rashi, Rashi says here that a sfino shel cheres is maybe the korei, that's a good bikurim, mishum deshel eretzi, because cheres, pottery, is made out of the ground, so when the flower pot is made out of, the boat is made out of pottery, out of cheres, so it's considered like the ground, and it's maybe the korei. But if it's made out of eitz, it's a different material, so then it's maybe veino korei, it's not called the regular bikurim. So that's the fi Rashi. So the Rashi says in Gittin and here that sfina shel cheres does not need a hole in the bottom to be considered part of the ground. Even without a hole, it's called part of the ground. And you bring bikurim and your korei. Also in Gittin, he says it's chayv b'maiser and b'shvis. It's like a regular field. But shel eitz, if you have a flower pot or a boat made out of wood, so then you need a hole in the bottom today to connect it with the ground. Without that, it's not a connection to the ground. Tosfos asks many kashas on him, because lefi Rashi it comes out that we're talking about a boat made out of cheres, out of pottery. Usually a boat is not made out of cheres, and a flower pot is usually made out of cheres and not out of wood. And lefi Rashi it comes out, he's talking about the opposite of the regular situation. And Tosfos learns b'shem Rabbeinu Tam, that cheres needs a hole on the bottom. It's some lesson of the Rishonim is because it's a hard material, so it needs a hole today to connect it with the ground. Without the hole, it's not connected. The nourishment is not considered enough to be called part of the ground. And if it's out of wood, there's two pshatim in Rabbeinu Tam. One pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, that if it's wood, you don't need a hole, it becomes very wet, and it's connected to the ground. What grows in it is connected to the ground. Its nourishment is from the ground. And one pshat is that if it's wood, even with a hole, it wouldn't help, and it wouldn't be connected to the ground. So we have three shittas, Rashi, and two shittas of one sheet of Rashi, and two shittas in Rabbeinu Tam. When a Sfina shall eat, and when a Sfina shall heret, when is it called Bikurim, and when not? Then the Gemara goes on to say, Rabbi Yochanan, Kashi, what would Rabbi Yochanan that says, that ain't no maybe, that there's no Bikurim out of Perus that are not the best, and Menela, Gag and Chorba, and Sfina and Otzis, and a flower pot, those are also not the best fruit. And here we have a brice, two brices that say you bring the Bikurim. One brice even says that you're Koreh. So how is Rabbi Yochanan Lam Pshat? So the Gemara says, Tanoihi, the Tanya, Shebe Gagbe, Shebe Chorbo, maybe the Koreh. Shebe Otzitz, Shebe Sfino, Eno, maybe Kol Iker. If it's from a roof and from a ruined house, so then it's maybe the Koreh. Then it's, you could bring Bikurim and also read the Bikurim. And Shebe Otzitz, Shebe Sfino, a flower pot and from a boat, so he doesn't bring at all. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan would say, pshat, that this brisa, this third brisa that the Gemara brings, is like his shita, that perus kushi, like smarim shebaharim, we don't bring bikurim from it. And that's the Gemara. And we mentioned Rashi and Tosfos, legabe eitz and cheres. We'll first talk about the sfina. The Rambam says, na locha legabe bikurim, in Perek Beis from Hilchos Bikurim, Halacha Tes, Hagodel Beotzitz, whatever grows in a flower pot, Afal Pisho Nokuv, even though it has a hole, usually it connects it to the ground, Hagodel Bitsvina, if it grows in a boat, Eino Maybe Mimenu Kol Iker, it doesn't bring any Bikurim from it, Shenema Be'artum, has to be from Artum, from your land, and this is not called land, it's in a flower pot, it's in a boat, it's separate. Aval maybe min agodel begargo bechorvo. It brings bikurim from a grows on a roof or in the ruins. So pashtus, the Rambam is paskening like Rabbi Yochanan and like the last price that the Gemara brought. The Rav asks on him that it looks like the Rambam is paskening like Reish Lakish, and if it's like Reish Lakish, there shouldn't be a difference between gag and chorvo and Sfina and Otzitz. So the Mepharshim say already that the Ravid probably had a different gears than the Gemara, different than the Rambam. The Rambam says the Tam, why he says the Tam, it's not mentioned in the Gemara, the Rambam says it, that why from Otzitz, from a flower pot and from a ship, from a Sfina, you don't bring Bikurim, called Iker, you don't bring Bikurim, Shenemar Be'arsum. It has to be Arsum. It's a little bit mashma from the Rambam that Bikurim is not a chiyuv like on the Peiros. In fact, the din is that if you don't bring Bikurim, you're still mutar to eat the Peiros. It doesn't answer the Peiros. Bikurim is more like the land has to bring a present, not from the fruit, only from the land. It has to be the Arsum. And Meister and Shvis, other things is more tolerant in the fruit itself. If there's a kedusha or a chiyuv, that the fruit has to be meiser. So that's why from Otzitz and from Sfina you can't bring Bikurim. And the Rambam also does not make a difference how the Sfina is standing. We'll bring the Gemara in Gittin to show what's the deen with a Sfina. The Gemara says in Gittin, Ofer chutz la'aretz, abob esfina la'aretz. It's a Mishnah and Chala Perek Beis. Dirt, ground from chutz la'aretz. It came in a boat to Eretz Yisrael. That means it's sailing up the river into Eretz Yisrael. It's on top of the water. Inside the boat there's dirt, and you grew in it fruit, a plant inside the boat. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Chayev b'maiser b'shviz. It's Chayev b'maiser b'shviz. It's called like fruit from Eretz Yisrael. It's called that it grew in Eretz Yisrael since the boat is in the waters of Eretz Yisrael. So the fruit that grows in the boat is part of Eretz Yisrael. Chayv b'maiser b'shvis. Om Rabbi Yehuda, imasad izman shah sfina gosheshes. Avaleina sfina gosheshes potter. Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough that the boat is within the territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael. And it also has to be that the boat is touching the ground. If the boat is not touching the ground, it does not have a connection to Eretz Yisrael, and it's potter from Meiser and Shvi'i. So the Gemara says that the Machlokes, Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonon, if the waters of Eretz Yisrael have a din like Eretz Yisrael or not, and the Gemara wants to say Nafkemine Legabe Gitin, Legabe a divorce that comes from Chutz La'aretz, it's a difference between a divorce comes from Chutz La'aretz from Eretz Yisrael, so if it comes from the waters of Eretz Yisrael, so then is a Machlokes Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonon. Abaye says that everybody would hold Bizman Shas, that Reb Yehuda says Bizman Shas Sfina Gosheshes and Eina Gosheshes, yeah, that we said. Then Reb Zera says, we'll talk about Reb Zera soon. So Lefi Reb Yehuda, Reb Yehuda says that a Sfina has to be Gosheshes. That means a Sfina, in order to be called part of Eretz Yisrael, connected to Eretz Yisrael, like Abi Meiser, you need that it should be touching the ground. If it's not touching the ground, it's not Chayav B'Meiser and B'Shvis. And the Din of Bikurim, that's the Sugya and Menachas, there the Rambam just says the Godol B'Sfina. He doesn't say a difference if the Sfina is touching the ground, if it's Gosheshes or not. It's Mashma that any time it's in the Sfina, or the flower pot, he also doesn't say if the flower pot is sitting flat on the ground or it's in the air. So it's always potter. He says, because it's not called Artsum, it's called an Akli, it's by itself. In fact, the Rambam says, even if it's Nokuv, that means even if the Gabi Meiser is connected to the ground, but the Gabi Bikurim, it's not connected to the ground. There's another Rambam in Perek Aleph Terumas, Halacha Chof Gimel. The Rambam says, Ofor chutz loretz shebo b'sfina loretz, bizman shasfina gosheshes loretz, harei atzomech bo chayev. The Rambam says that in order to be chayev b'truma, maestros, and shviz, if it comes in a boat, ofor chutz loretz comes in a boat, so it has to be that the sfina is touching the ground. And if it's touching the ground, it's chayev b'maestro b'shviz, kitzomech b'eretz Yisrael atzmon. It has a din like it's growing in Eretz Yisrael itself. So we see that the Rambam makes a chilik that legabe bikurim, even if it touches the ground, because he's not mechalik, so it's not chayv bikurim, because it needs artsum. It's not called artsum. But legabe truma and maestros and shviv, if it's touching the ground, it's enough of a chiyuv, as if it grew in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara Pashtus and Gittin, the way Rashi learns, it's totally in the Yenike. If the plants that are growing in the Sfina are yonik from the Eretz or not. And Halacha Chof Hei talks about an otzit that we'll talk about soon. The Marib and Malki Tzedek, there's a perush on the Mishnayos and Chala, Perek Beis, Marib and Malki Tzedek. He says that the Tam Ofer Abob Esfina Ofer Chutzlas Abob Esfina Laaretz is Chayv B'Maisor B'Shviz. He says, because it says upon the Kol Mokom Asher Tidruch Kaf Rag Lechem Bo Lochem Yiyeh. The whole offer betoch Eretz Yisrael Shodores is called Lochem Yeh. So the Marib and Malki Tzedek says that we need a special pasuk to tell me that dirt, ground from Chutz La'aretz that comes to Eretz Yisrael is Chayv B'Maiser, because it's called Mokom Asher Tidruch Kaf Rag Lechem. The pasuk is talking about if the Yerushalmi in Chala also talks about it, that called Mokom Asher Tidruch after your Kodesh Eretz Yisrael, and you conquer the whole Eretz Yisrael, gave Kedusha to the whole Eretz Yisrael, then any land you conquer outside of Eretz Yisrael is also chayiv in the dinim of Eretz Yisrael, Meiser and Shviz. Because any place that you step on, that you tread, is called Lochem Yeh, it'll be called for you to all the dinim of Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Yerushalmi mentions that David HaMelech, when he was Kovesh Syria, he conquered Syria, so why doesn't it have a full din of Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says, because first you have to finish conquering the whole Eretz Yisrael itself, the gvulos, the borders that the Torah gave. Then, after that, you could spread out and conquer more and give it a din of Eretz Yisrael. But David HaMelech conquered Syria before he finished, before he completed the Kedusha of the whole Eretz Yisrael, the main Eretz Yisrael. Now, the Ma'ariba Malkut Tzedek says that the reason Opa Chutzlarz that came into Eretz Yisrael is Chayev B'Maiser is because of this pasuk called Mokem Asher Tidruch. Kol Opor Shatodorech in Eretz Yisrael be called part of Eretz Yisrael. Without the pasuk, is mashma that he would be poter. So you see that the Ma'ariba Malkut Tzedek is learning that dirt, the etzim ground, the ground itself from Chutzlarz is poter. The ground from Eretz Yisrael is Chayev. So if you would take Opor from Chutzlarz, ground from Eretz Chutzlarz, and pour it onto the ground of Eretz Yisrael, for sure it would be called part of Eretz Yisrael. It would lose its Shem Chutz Laretz, it would be bottled to Eretz Yisrael. But here we're talking that it's in a special place. It still has its Shem by itself. It's in a Sfina, it's in a Otz, it's in a flower pot. If it's by itself, so then it still has a Shem Chutz Laretz. So you need a special place, just like when you go out of Eretz Yisrael and you conquer more places, it's called Eretz Yisrael. So also, when you have offer chutzlars, which really should be potter from Meister, but since you brought it into Eretz Yisrael, so it's like you're conquering a new place and giving it a Shem Eretz Yisrael. So even though it's really chutzlars, but since it's in Eretz Yisrael, and you're using it in Eretz Yisrael, it gives it a din of Eretz Yisrael. We could think, what would be the din if you brought offer chutzlars before you completed the kibbutz? Let's say before David HaMelech completed the kibbutz of Eretz Yisrael, if you bring offer and chutzlars in a sfina, if lefiv marib and malkit tzedek, it would be chayev b'maiser or not? Would it give it a din of Eretz Yisrael? But it could be that the din the Yerushalmi says that kol mokom asher tidruch, when you conquer more places, if it's only if they complete Eretz Yisrael, that's when you're giving the ground of Shem Eretz Yisrael outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if you bring offer from Chutzlarz and you're putting it in a place in Eretz Yisrael which already has Kedusha, so because that place has Kedusha, so the Kule Alma is for sure that offer that comes in that place would also have the din of Eretz Yisrael. It would have the din of Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch. Now, what would be the machlokas, Lefi the Ma'arib and Malkit Tzedek, what would be the machlokas between Reb Yehuda and the Rabbonim? So it seems that Lefi the Rabbonim, since even if it came into the territorial waters of Eretz Yisrael, the rivers of Eretz Yisrael, the din of Eretz Yisrael, but since it's by itself, it stands out by itself in the boat, so the ground would not have a din of Eretz Yisrael just because of Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch. But once it comes into Eretz Yisrael, it has a din of Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch Kaf Raglechem. Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not enough that the boat is standing on top of the water. We need the boat to be touching the ground on the bottom. So either we'll say that Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's not Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch, it still has to have a connection to the ground of Eretz Yisrael, and then it would have Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch, and it would be called the din of Eretz Yisrael. Or we would say that Lefi the Rabbonim, Ma'arib and Malkut Tzedek is only saying Pshat in the Rabbonim, that it's Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch. But Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, there isn't a din of Kol Mokem Asher Tidruch to give Chutz Laretz Hashem Eretz Yisrael. It has to become part of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why it has to be touching the ground of Eretz Yisrael. Then it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael, as if you would pour the dirt on top of the dirt of Eretz Yisrael. There's a kasha from Reb Chaim. Well, let's first we'll go over to the din of Otzit. The din of a flower pot. That it needs a nekev. If it doesn't have a nekev, if it doesn't have on the bottom, it's potter from bikurim. I mean, lefir is lucky. If you bring bikurim and you're not kurim, mikur bikurim. If it has a nekev, it becomes part of Eretz Yisrael. The same thing the Gemara says, Rashi and Tosfos, they learn in the Gemara and Gittin, that a otzit, the Reb Zera says, Omer Reb Zera, otzit nokuv, it's a Gemara and Gittin, daf zayin omed beis. Omer Reb Zera, otzit nokuv, amunach al gabi yesedos. You have a flower pot, and it's standing on top of sticks. Bonu l'machlokes Reb Yehuda v'Rabbona. Lefi Reb Yehuda, then he says a sfino boat has to be touching the ground to be chayv b'maiser. So the same thing, a flower pot is potter from maiser because it's up in the air. And lefi Rabbona, that they say on top of the water, is chayv b'maiser even if it's not touching the ground. So the same thing, or also it's a flower pot in the air would be chayv. And then the Gemara says maybe it's a difference because Reb Yehuda, it says, by a boat, because a boat keeps moving. So the name of a boat that keeps moving is not part of the Eretz Yisrael until it touches the ground. But an otzit that doesn't move, so it'd be part of the Eretz Yisrael once you put it permanently on sticks in a certain place. Or you'll say the opposite. that is lefi the rabbanon a tzfina. There's no air in the middle, it's just water, and water is like a continuation of the ground, so it's like it's touching the ground. But the art is that there's water in the middle, there's air in the middle, so memela, it wouldn't be part of it, it wouldn't be connected to the ground, it would be potter. And this din of otzitz nakuv, first of all, we should say that where is the hole of the otzitz? The flower pot has a hole in it. So Rashi says in Shabbos Daf Tzadik Hei that it doesn't matter if the hole is on the bottom, where the nourishment would go straight up from the ground, or even if it's on the side, it's still yonik, it still has the nourishment from the ground. And the same thing, there's a Ravid, the Ravid in Yochas Tumas Elchlin says, it's in Perik Beis, Haloche Yud Haloche Yud Aleph. The Ravid says, the Rambam says, Klei Glolim U Klei Adoma Shasharoshim Yecholim Likabren. If you have pottery, flower pots made, utensil that's made out of glolim, out of, glolim is done from the animals, or clay adoma, made out of dirt, that's not like pottery that's baked in the oven, but it's like dirt, and the roots, shasharoshi mechulin livkobin, the roots could go through the walls and go close to the ground, below says, so it's called all the plants that are inside, everything that's inside those trees, as if it's connected to the ground, and if there's water inside, it's as if the water is on the ground, and that water doesn't give a hechsher lekabel tuma. The din is that for food together to become tome by anything that's netame, like a sheretz, it has to first have water on it. If it's water, it's called machsher lekabel tuma. It prepares it and gives it a certain ability to become, if a tome touches it, it becomes tome. But if it didn't have ever water, it was always dry, so it wouldn't become tome. And if it's something that's mechuber, water that's connected to the ground, is not machshir lekabel tume. So if it's in this kind of flower pot, or klei adoma, or klei glolim, and the roots inside could connect to the ground, it's called mechuber, and it's not machshir. V'afal pi she'eino nekuvin, harein ki nekuvin. Even if it doesn't have a hole, it's as if it has a hole because it has its nourishment from the ground, because the roots could pierce through and go to the ground. And the Ravid says on that, he says, Ani motze afilu bekli cheres gomor, even a real kli cheres that's baked in the oven, aval pi she'eino menukov ki menukov dom, even if it doesn't have a nekev, it's still like a nekev. And he brings our Gemara in Menachos Daf Pei Daled that a sfina shel cheres for bikurim, if it's shel base, the Gemara makes a difference between sfina shel eis and sfina shel cheres, and it's talking about a sfina that doesn't have a nekev, and we see that even without a nekev, it also could be machshir, it's also called mechuber to the karka, even without the ability to pierce through. So that's his machlok, the Rambam says it has to have shiroshim that could pierce through and go to the ground, that's called mechuber, and the Ravid says, even without that, it's called mechuber. Then he says, v'ula yisparesh shom pirush acher, maybe we'll say pshat in the Gemara and Menachos, v'spino shel eitz mevin mishom bikurim, if it's a boat from wood, so you could bring bikurim from it. Mipnei sheyesh bo nekovim lamashotos. For the oars, it has holes on the side. V'kinetuim ba'aretz domo. Since it has holes, it's like anything that's planted in the boat of wood is called planted in the ground. Avol b'sfino shel cheres, but a boat made out of pottery. Ein derech lasos nekovim lamashotos. Shelo tishavir. You don't make holes on the side for the oars because it might break. It's delicate. Shemachi ein mevin mimeno bikurim. The stam spinus myri, the stam spinus shall eitzish bonakovim shall cheres ein bonakovim. So the Ravid says that maybe the pshat in the Gemara is because it has holes on the side. So a spinus shall eitz has holes on the side, so it's mechuber to the ground, so you bring bikurim. And a spinus shall cheres doesn't have holes on the side, you don't bring bikurim. So you see from the Ravid that a hole on the side is also called the nekev to make a yenikev from the ground. There's a Yerushalmi in Kloin, Perak Zion, it's interesting to mention it. The Yerushalmi says orchid, a flower pot, that has, some learn it has a nekev, some learn it doesn't have a nekev. And the Rishami says, what would be the din? Rabbi Yossi boy, Rabbi Yossi X. Mau loma al pito hamotzi lechem in oretz. Some say that the Rishami is talking dafke only about a otzi, it's a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, so it's not connected to the ground. Do we say the chitin, the wheat that grows from it, and you made out of it bread, is it called hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz? Maybe it's not called from the ground, it's not min ha'aretz, it's like from a kli. So you couldn't make the regular brocha on it, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. You would have to say sha'akol or maybe mezonos. The gra looks like maybe would be learning even otzitz nokuf, even if it has a hole, it could be connected to the ground, maybe legabi meiser, but it's not really growing on the ground. So it's a shaila in the Gemara if it's called amotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And then the Gemara says Rabbi Yona boy came the last ketolushu lesakech, but the shaila is if you have a flower pot with a plant in it, could you use it for schach? Because see, it might be called mechuber, because the plant inside is mechuber to the ground that's inside. And the din is that you can't use tchach for a sukkah only if it's not connected, if it's not mechuber, if it's tolush. So the shaylech is a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, if it's like tolush or not. And it could be that the grower is learning, I think the grower is learning that even a flower pot that has a hole, maybe it's a shaila if it's called like tolus or like mechuba towards the tzchach for a sukkah. And all that has to do with what's the status of a flower pot with a hole, if it's completely like the ground or it's just that the plant inside is connected to the ground or not. Going back to the Ma'arib and Malkitzedek that we said, that he says ground from Chutz Loretz is potter, and you need a special pasuk to tell me that when it comes into Eretz Yisrael, even though it's still ground from Chutz Loretz, it's chayav b'maiser. So the Marib and Malkitzedek, when the Gemara says in Gittin, Omer Abzera Otzitz Nokuv, that's on top of sticks, and in the air on top of the ground, it's the same machlokas as Rabbi Yudah and Rabbonah, that they have a machlokas by a sfina, by a boat, the same thing by a otzitz, by a flower pot. If Lefi Rabbi Yudah should be touching the ground, Lefi Rabbonah even without touching the ground, Chayv B'Maiser, it seems to be that Ma'arib and Malkitzedek can't be learning that this otzitz is filled with dirt from Eretz Yisrael, because Lefi the Ma'arib and Malkitzedek, dirt from Eretz Yisrael, even if it's in the air, it's not connected, it also is chayv. It's only offer of Chutz Loretz that has a problem. We need a special posik. So he would learn the Gemara in Gittin, otzitz nokuv abunach lefi Reb Zeira. It's talking about offer, otzitz with offer from Chutz Loretz. And that's what the Ritvo says. The Ritvo in Gittin Dav Zayin says that the otzitz is filled with dirt from Chutz Loretz. And it could be that the Ritvo maybe would be learning like the Ma'arib and Malkitzedek, but for sure the Ma'arib and Malkitzedek has to learn like the Ritvo, that the otzitz is filled with dirt from Chutz Loretz, because dirt from Eretz Yisrael would seem that for sure would be chayiv. Just like a sfina, it says offer Chutz Loretz above the sfina, but what would be offer Eretz Yisrael? It would be a different thing. Rashi and the other Rishonim learn that the shaila is just if it's connected to the ground or not. If it's kemande moncho domi, or it's not kemande moncho. Is it as if it's sitting on the ground and it's like Eretz Yisrael? It's not sitting on the ground, so all that has to do if the nourishment gives it a Shem Eretz Yisrael or not. Reb Chaim has a kasher. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is, when you have a plant on the air, in a flower pot, and the Gemara says that it has a hole, it's connected to Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv b'maiser b'shviz, so that means the plant is connected through the nourishment to Eretz Yisrael, that if it grew on the ground in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayv b'maiser. But it seems to be for sure, it's simple to say that the dirt itself, the ground that's around the plant, is not connected to the ground. That's in the kli, that's in the flower pot. It's just the plant that's connected, but not the dirt around it. So yes, if so, the plant is chayv b'maiser because it's growing from the bottom, from underneath, from the nourishment from Eretz Yisrael on the bottom. But it's also growing, it also has nourishment from the dirt that's around it, that's not connected to the ground, and that would be potter mina meiser. So it comes out that it's taking nourishment from a source that's potter mina meiser, that's the dirt around it, and it's also taking nourishment from the ground underneath that's chayv the meiser. So it's meurav, it's mixed up. The koach of the plant is mixed up of a potter mina meiser and a chayv the meiser. So why is it chayv the meiser? It should be mixed up, like the Gemara says a few cases like that, like a tree that's half in Eretz Yisrael and half in Chutz Laaretz, that it's like mixed up tevel and chulin. It's mixed up of ptur and chiyuv, and it's a big problem legabei meiser. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. So Reb Shmuel Rozovsky brings that the Yerushalmi, also in Challah, the Yerushalmi says that if somebody had bought a flower pot in Syria, Syria is chayv midrabbanan b'meisres. He bought the flower pot and it's standing in the air on top of sticks, but the ground underneath, the field underneath, belongs to a goy. The ground underneath is a mokum that's potter min ha-meiser because it's in Syria and it belongs to a goy, it's a place that's potter. But the flower pot on top belongs to a yid, to a Jew, and it's high, and it's, the Yerushalmi says it's chayv b'meiser because it's connected to the ground, and the flower pot is chayv b'meiser as if it would be on the bottom. So you see, not like Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim says that the dirt is not connected to the bottom. And so if the dirt is not connected to the bottom, and the bottom is potter, so the plant that's nourishing from the ground is nourishing from the ground of Syria, where it's potter, and the ground underneath is potter min ha-meiser because it belongs to a goy, and the dirt around it is also potter because it's in the air. So why is it chayv b'meiser? So we see from this Yerushalmi that the dirt itself in the flower pot is also connected to the ground, and it's as if it's chayv. There's another Yerushalmi that the Rash brings down in Challah Perek Beis. It says there that flower pot legabe orla is chayav b'orla legabe ilonos. That means if you plant a tree in a flower pot and it's standing in the air, it's chayav b'meiser, even if it doesn't have, it's chayav b'orla b'meiser, even if it doesn't have a hole in the bottom, because the roots of the tree are so strong, that's how the Rash learns, that the roots of the tree are strong enough to pull the nourishment through the walls of the leaf, and it's called connected to the ground. It's called it's growing from the ground. But legabe zroin, legabe other plants, not trees, they're not so strong, the roots, so if it doesn't have a hole, it's not connected to the ground, and it's not chayav b'meiser, it's not chayav b'orla. Then the Yerushalmi asks, what would be the din if you have a flower pot that has a tree growing in it, and we said legabe the tree, it's called Eretz Yisrael, it's called connected to the ground. And next to the tree, inside the flower pot, you planted a dalat, a pumpkin. So that dalat, does it have a din that it's connected to the ground or not? So one shot in the Rash is that because the tree is yonek, because the tree takes nourishment from the ground, so also the dalat is considered that it comes from the yonika of the ground. And the lotion of the growth, mashma like agav, once it pulls nourishment, it gives it, passes it around to the other plants that are in the flower pot. Another pshat is maybe the dalat has a din like a tree. And that I'm not sure I understand, because if a dalat is a shayla, if it has a din like a tree, why do we need the Yerushalmi to say that we planted the dalat next to the tree in the flower pot? Just ask, what would be a flower pot with a dalat and it has a shayla? But going back to the first pshat, maybe we would say, it might be connected to this Reb Chaim Shaila, because if we say, let's say like Reb Chaim, that the ground is not connected to the bottom, but maybe the Yerushalmi holds that once the tree is there and it's connected with the nourishment to the ground, it already makes as if the ground that's around it is also part of Eretz Yisrael. After the Kach that you plant another thing, there's a lot next to the tree, maybe it's also considered connected to the ground because the din of the tree, that if the shoroshim are so strong and it pulls nourishment from the ground, it already makes that the whole ground around it is also part of Eretz Yisrael. That we could think, if it has to do with Reb Chaim or not. That's what we wanted to talk about, the din of Otzitz Nokuv and Sheino Nokuv, and the din of Sfina, when it's Chayv B'Meister and when it's Potter B'Meister. We said that by Sfina, there's a difference between a wooden boat and a pottery boat, and there's difference of opinion if the hole is on the bottom or the hole is on the side, like Gabi Otsis, Gabi a flower pot. Also, the difference between if the flower pot has in it dirt from Eretz Yisrael or dirt from Chutz Lorz.